to the second to, yeah, you had to, you see, you put your soap and lye and all that kind of stuff in that wash pot, and it boiled those clothes, and they were soapy. Well, in the meantime, you had fresh water in that first tub, and you put them in there, and what you usually did by the time you got get the clothes out of the wash pot, you used one of the other tubs for your first and refilled that and moved it down, you know. Okay, and then you run them through all that, you know, and wring them out by hand, and then you hung them on the line to dry. And you always save the last rinse water for everybody that to take a bath in, because, you know, that's job. And we would save the last rinse water because it would be just, it would still be pretty clear. To have just a tiny, tiny bit of soap in it, just enough to get you good and clean. And after we got through with the washing and we got all the clothes on the line, well, we'd carry that tub around to the back porch and take us a good bath, because we'd be so hot and tired and everything, and we'd take a bath in it before we poured it out. Another thing, when I was a little girl, every day, one of my jobs every day after dinner was to draw the water up in the tub and leave it in the sun, see, and the sun would heat it. And then we took baths in that, just a big round wash tub. We took a bath in that on the back porch in the summertime at night before we went to bed.
What would you call something you heat water to make hot tea in?
Kettle.
Do you ever call a wash pot a kettle?
No. It was always wash pot.
And you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I what the nail in.
Drove the nail in the wall.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you say it's got to be what in further?
Got to drive it further.
Or it's got to be...
I don't know. I need to drive it in further, you'd
okay.
say.
Or you say, he has never what a car.
Driven a car.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
open the door, please.
Or if it's already open, ask them to...
would you please shut the door?
And on some houses...
you don't say close, you say shut.
On some houses, you have boards that lap over the outside.
Uh-huh.
Like this, you call that...
shingles.
Or it's the long boards,
not... oh, I don't know. One board laps over the other board?
It's like shingles, only it's using boards, you know, instead... did you ever hear clapboard or siding or weatherboarding?
No, not until you know, like the last 10, 15, 20 years. Not when I was a child.
What do they say now?
Siding, like you say.
And a little building used for storing wood could be called...
a woodshed is what we called it.
What about for tools?
Tool shed.
And say if there was a... had been a storm or something and the branch from the tree was in the road, you say it was too heavy to lift, so I took hold of it and
pulled it.
Or pulled it out of the road.
Pulled it out of the road.
Or what's another word besides pull? Say I took hold of it and...
I don't know. Rolled it out of the road or pulled it out of the road. That's all I know that you...
what about using the word drag?
Dragged it out of the road.
Okay.
I don't know. No, we'd say we pulled it out of the road.
Or you'd say we have already put that branch out of the road.
We've already moved it out of the road.
Using the word drag.
We still wouldn't say drag, I don't think.
If you did say drag, how would you say dragged or drug?
We drug it. We'd say drug instead of dragged.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about we have what...
I don't know now. Like you can say we have drug, we have dragged. We'd probably say we have dragged, because that was hammered in, you know, have, had, and has, and all. It's kind of hammered into us.